The White House Report.
The efforts to drive down the new cases of the coronavirus just aren't working. But the president and the Department of Education are still moving forward to reopen schools in the fall. The fall semester will begin August or September, depending upon the school district. However, reports from the New York Times indicate an internal document circulated within the Centers for Disease Control offers that opening schools and universities this fall puts communities at high risk. To sort out the facts and details about the potential school openings for this fall semester, Annette Anderson of Johns Hopkins Center for Safe and Healthy Schools.
I think the question is, what do we need to do to get ready to open our schools? I think that there are so many district administrators right now who are working so diligently with the best interests of our children, our young people, and our families in mind. And yet, I think we have almost, you know, forgotten that while we know how to close schools, it is a beast of an entirely different order in thinking about how to reopen them. And so we really are racing against a clock in trying to get everything done so quickly to try to pivot towards reopening schools. And the question is whether or not there will be enough time to get everything done. So I think that, you know, there are lots of people who are really working hard. The teachers are thinking about this. You've got principals everywhere thinking about this. You've got school district superintendents and district leaders who are really working hard to try to put their brains together to come up with plans that will accommodate a lot of different input that they're hearing from families and from the staff. But the question is, will this all turn around so quickly that we have enough time to do it in order to open schools in the fall and meet all of those demands?
What does the ideal situation look like?
Oh, I think that's a great question. I think that the ideal situation honors parents' intention. So I think this is probably the first time in many, many years where the voice of parents is going to probably be one of the largest voices in this conversation. And next to that, I would say the voice of teachers. So I think right now parents are going to have a huge say. And as we are seeing, you know, just making a statement does not mean that parents themselves are going to just take people's word for it. We're seeing that parents are wanting to be a part of these conversations. Parents know what the stakes are, and so they are choosing based on what's best for their household, what's best for their family, what's best for their children to make these decisions. And I think that's great. Parents are feeling empowered and engaged in this school conversation. So no matter what the setting or type, parents have a lot to say about this, and I think parents will definitely, at the end of the day, they will be voting with their feet on this issue.
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.